Morning, today's daf Nidah's Mem Vav. We're in Mem Hei Mud Beis. We're starting today at the Mishnah on the top of Mem Hei Mud Beis, and the development of a boy and a girl from infancy until adulthood. And so this is developmental halacha. The Mishnah is here in the fifth parak discuss a woman being in Nidah already by infancy, by one day old. If she were to have any kind of discharge, menstrual discharge, which is obviously unlikely, but if she were to have so, she would be in Nidah. And so from there, the Mishnah uses this as a launching pad to discuss other halachic ramifications of reaching certain developmental plateaus. So we discuss what happens at infancy, at one day old, what halachic ramifications kick in. That was the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Then the Mishnah on Mem Dalad Amud Beis talks about a girl once she arrives at the age of 3 years of age. She at that point in time becomes Roy Labia, and so all the halachic ramifications are kicking over there. The Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Hamad Aleph, which we did yesterday, that talks about a boy arriving at 9 years of age, his Bia is considered a Bia, and all those halachic ramifications. And so we're almost up to adulthood. We are at the precipice of adulthood. So we know that a person becomes a Gadol at 13, a girl becomes a Gadola at 12, that we know, but we're not there yet. We're almost there. Right now, we're going to be at 12 for a boy and 11 for a girl. What is the halachic ramification of being 11 and 12 for a girl and boy, respectively? So that's what we're going to be discussing in the course of our Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. So at 11 years of age for a girl, so her nidarim, she makes a vow, a pledge. So we're going to do a bedikah. We're going to do an examination. What kind of examination we're going to do? So it's actually going to be a cognitive test. At 11 years of age for a girl, we're going to see if she knows what she's talking about. Not only if she knows what she's talking about, but does she understand the ramifications of a neder? And the neder is made as per the instructions of the Torah. And so just some basic understandings, if she exhibits that she demonstrates these basic understandings, so her neder is in fact going to be a neder. Bas Shemesre Shanavi Amechan Nidareh Kayamim. At 12 years of age, her neder is going to be kayam ubotkin kol shtei mesrei. And what we're going to be doing during that 12th year, meaning from 11 to 12, so a bedikah is going to be performed. The Mishnah over here sounds a little repetitive. The Gemara is going to explain the repetitive nature of the Mishnah. Ben shtei mesrei shanav yamecha nidarav nivdakim. And we're going to do the same thing for a boy. We know that the boy arrives at adulthood at 13. So at 12 years of age for a boy. So already now we're going to be doing the bedikah for his neder. If he makes a neder any time between the age of 12 and 13, so a bedikah will be performed. Ben yud gemal shanav yam echad nidarav kayam. And now at 13 years of age, the neder is going to be kayam. Ubokin kol shosh esrei. And again, the same idea that in the 13th year, meaning from 12 to 13, you're going to be doing a bedikah. Kol mazman hazeh af api sharmu yodimanu l'shemin nadarnu l'shemi higdishanu in nidrehem neder v'ein hekdeshan hekdesh. So before the age, meaning for a girl it's before 11 and for a boy it's before 12. So before the age of what we're going to now call from this point going forward mufla samach l'ish, where they're 1 year away from adulthood, but for neder they will be included in the neder, but before this age, so their neder will not have validity, even if they are precocious. And they have understanding, but this extension of a neder is only for 1 year. And it doesn't go beyond 1 year. So that means to say that for a girl under the age of 11, so even at a precocious state, even if she has cognitive development, it's still the neder is not going to be chal. And the same thing is true with a boy under the age of 12. La'achar hazman hazeh, now after this age, meaning for a girl at 12 and onward, and for a boy 13 and onward, Alpha Pisha Armor Einani Yodim, L'Shem Mina Darnu, L'Shem Mihigdashanu, Nidra Nedra Vekdesh and Hekdesh. Even if they don't demonstrate the cognitive ability, so the Nedra is going to be a valid Nedra. Now, if they're not demonstrating cognitive ability, so doesn't that put them under the category of a Shota? So Rashi over here writes, no. That's there's a wide gap, there's a wide difference between not fully understanding and being a shote. You'll take a look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah. So afilo amru einan yodim v'chule gedolim heim uvechlal shote nami lo mechazkin alohu. They're not in the category of a shote, says Rashi. Desofa lavo lechlal das. Because right now, okay, they're a little bit delayed. They're a little bit slow, but they're going to get there. V'ein shote ela ha mekarek susa v'alam beveisa kvaros v'ayotzi chira balayla. Shota. Rashi gives us the classic examples that are given throughout Shas whenever the Gemara goes through a Shota and the definition of a Shota. Someone tearing his own clothing, someone sleeping at a cemetery, somebody who goes out alone at night. Fine. That all falls under the category of a Shota. Just because somebody's delayed, so obviously he's far removed from being a Shota, and as long as he's an adult, so we assume that the neder is chal, even if he's a little bit slow and a little bit delayed. Okay. Adkan divrei ha-Mishnah. So, what the Mishnah has introduced us to is that the next stage, the next developmental stage, is 1 year before adulthood. For a boy, it's 13. For a girl, it's 12. Those numbers are going to be explored a little bit later on, meaning those are givens in the Mishnah. How do we know that? We're going to come back to that. But in the meantime, a year before this particular age, so we have what's called a mufla samachlish, the extension in which a neder is going to be a valid neder, but only under the provision that they understand. The Gemara starts off with just simply parsing the language of the Mishnah. Mishnah's language seemed a little bit verbosin, so the Gemara is basically going to walk us through step by step each line of the Mishnah. What is each line telling us? If at 11 years of age a bedika is being performed, so at 12 years of age, don't we know already that we don't have to do bedika? The Gemara says no. Look, here's what I would have thought. Had the Mishnah not articulated, I would have said that if at 11 we start doing a bedika, maybe we always do a bedika. Meaning maybe from this point in perpetuity, if a person makes a neder, we want to know, do they understand? And so we're going to do a bedika. And even after they're an adult, we'll do a bedika. That's the Havamina. And Kamashman, the Chiddush says, no. The bedika is only necessary for this 1 year extension. For a girl from 11 to 12, from a boy from 12 to 13. But after this point in time, no bedika is necessary. Gemara continues, now, after telling me that after 12 years of age, we don't have to do a bedika, and then the Mishnah goes on to say, you know, from 11 to 12, we are going to do a bedika. So that seems to be repetitive information. So the Gemara explains to us what the Havamina would have been. Look, we've already said this just yesterday, and so we're suggesting again right now. We know that 30 days into a year, for a lot of halachas, is considered the full year. And so, right, we entertain the idea, it's not the halacha, but we entertain the idea yesterday that at 2 years and 1 month, she's now already a bas bia. Because 1 month into her third year is considered now she's three. Okay, that's not the halacha, but at least we entertain that. So here's what I might have thought over here. Look, at 11 years and 1 month, she's not demonstrating any kind of understanding. And we test her, and she's not understanding. So at that point in time, let's just wrap it up. Let's just simply say, okay, look, if she makes another neder, we'll ignore it until she gets to 12 years of age. That's the Havamina. And what the Mishnah is telling us with this extra lashon is that no. That even though if she failed the bedika at 11 years and 1 month, could be that 5 months later she'll arrive at understanding. And that's how development works. And so we'll have to do a bedika the entire 12th year from 11 to 12, because at one point in time she just simply may arrive at a point of understanding. Velisne tani tarti bave. Velisne hani tarti bave. So the Gemara says, fine. So you know what? Good. I'm good with everything we just said in the Mishnah. And bas yud beis shana v'yamecha nederai kayamim uboskin kol yud beis bas achas asre v'yamechad nederai nivdokin lamali. And so, once again, the Mishnah seems to be giving us extra language, which seems to be unnecessary. And the Gemara says, no, it's the Ritzach Dachamina, Stame B'Shem Yisrei by Bedika, Ba'achas Yisrei lo by Bedika, Ve'echa Dechazina la Decharifa Tvei, Mivdika Ba'achas Yisrei. So the Gemara says, look, here's the Havamina. Havamina would have been, what's your default? What's the default position regarding this extra year? Is our default position that they lack understanding and we don't have to do a Bedika? Or is the default position, and only when they show extra intelligence, only then do we do a bedika, or is there a default that we're always going to do a bedika? So what the Mishnah is telling us with this extra lashon is that the default is we're always going to be doing a bedika. Okay, and still the Mishnah is giving us what seems to be repetitive language, because then the Mishnah says, you know, before this, for a girl under 11 and for a girl over 12 years of age, and again at that point in time, it seems like we know this information already. So Saka Das Khamina Hanami Lehdolo Kamri Inu. Ava Hekhad Kamri Inu Nisma Khalayu Kamashmalan. So the Gemara says, okay, I would say like this, Konam Zman, or before 11 years of age. So I would say that she makes a neder, so we could just ignore it. But let's say she makes a neder, and then she also says, and I understand what I'm saying. So she now is not only making the neder, but providing for us the facts, or the seeming fact that she understands. Maybe at that point in time, we should be doing a bedika. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is, no, we don't. Meaning under 11 years of age for a girl, under 12 years of age for a boy, we simply do not do a bedika, and even if they demonstrated cognitive ability, we're still going to ignore their neder. Okay, that kind of takes us to the end of the first sugya of the morning. The Mishnah, well, not yet. We still have a little bit more to go, but in terms of nedarim, we pretty much have it clarified. That when it comes to a boy and a girl, so for that 1 year before they arrive at adulthood, so the Torah gives us an extension of one extra year below the age of adulthood, in which, as long as they demonstrate understanding, so their neder is going to be chal. To what degree and consequences is their neder going to be chal? Stay tuned. That's coming up in a little bit later this morning. But anyway, that is the basic point of the Mishnah. And the Gemara just fleshed out why the Mishnah uses language which seems to be verbose, and it's not. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara starts off now with the Braisa, Eilu Divrei Rebbe. Everything we just learned in the Mishnah, that's Divrei Rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar, Dvar v'ha'amorim b'tinokis b'tinok amorim. Dvar v'ha'amorim b'tinok b'tinokis amorim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar agrees with the numbers 12 and 13, but flip it. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the boy arrives at adulthood at 12, and the girl arrives at adulthood at 13. Now, right, we're not used to that, because that's not the halacha, obviously, but that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I'm Rabbi Chista, my time with the Rabbi, so now, let us see if we can bring any kind of proofs for Rabbi, and proofs for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The pasuk says, "Dichsiv Ayiven Hashem Lokim Esatzela." Hakadosh Baruch Hu created Chava using the tzela of Adam. Exactly what the tzela is? It's some sort of appendage. See Rashi and Chumash for a couple suggestions of what that may be. Right? Conventional thinking is that it's a rib. All right, whatever. It's an appendage. So Malamit Shenasan Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bina Yisera BeIsha Yoser BeMeish. Now the Gemara is over here focused on the word Vayiven. Now Vayiven Hakadosh Baruch Hu built. But also, Vayiven is a derivative of the verb bina. And that means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave women extra bina. Bina yisera. Right? More bina than they did to a man. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara sounds like it's a question of qualitative. Meaning that there is more bina qualitatively in a woman than that of a man. Which could be true. But the point the Gemara is making now is that she arrives at the stage of bina even earlier than that of a man. And so, therefore, she's there at 12 and the boy's there at 13. V'idach, now, if you are Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, you obviously will not agree with that drasha. V'idach, how mi baile lechidu reish lakish, damar reish lakish, mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, v'yiven Hashem lakim, asetzela, shelakach bin Adam, li'isha, v'yivye ala Adam. So, again, we're going over the same pasuk, but obviously, we're going to be learning a different drasha. Malami shekal HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechava. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was he doing? So, he was being kolea. He was braiding the hair of Chava. So it's a unusual imagery, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns into the hairdresser of Chava to prepare for the Chasna and to present her to Adam. So veheviya etzel Adam harishon. She came to Karchayim karin lekliyasa binyasa. You know, if you go out to the islands, you're going to hear that when they talk braiding, they're going to be using a word binyasa. And what the Gemara's understanding is that this word, you know, that's quote unquote, you know, used out there, that word is actually a derivative of one of the original understandings of the word binyasa, binyan, which means kliya, which means braiding, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing with Chava. That is the limud, that's the drasha that we learn out from Vayiven. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, my time, and now according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, so let's understand his position. A boy arrives at maturity in adulthood at 12, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar. A girl arrives at maturity in adulthood at 13. What is that based on? Interesting svara I'm given on behalf of Shimon Elazar, and that is that the boys are by the Rebbe. The boys are by the Rebbe, the boys are learning, so they are being stimulated intellectually, and so therefore they arrive at understanding at an earlier age than that of a girl. That's the svara on behalf of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. I think we all know the halacha falls like Rebbe. Girls arrive at adulthood and maturity at 12. Boys arrive there at 13. That's the halacha. Where do these numbers actually come from? So it's fair to say it's halacha Moshe Mesinai, meaning that although we just did have a drasha, but the only thing the drasha really gave us is just an idea that the girls get there faster than boys. But in terms of the actual age, so the number, so that is halacha Moshe Mi Sinai.
What happened to the simonim? Were they also arguing?
That's so funny you ask. That's going to be our next topic of discussion. Okay. So we talked about the age. What we have not yet done is we've not talked about simonim. So Phil knows this already. Phil's been through this Gemara more than one time before. I'll leave it at that. I'll just leave it at that.
No.
So the okay. So the so what we know is that in order to arrive at adulthood, so there actually has to be two factors. One factor is age, like we just recorded, and the other one is actual physical maturity. And physical maturity throughout the Gemara is expressed as shtei saros. There has to be already development of pubic hairs, which indicate that we've arrived at the point of maturity. The shear shtaim, and I'll say in terms of shtaim, is the same thing as well. Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai in terms of white shtaim, not one. Although two hairs is a halacha that we find by Paraduma, for example, where if you have two black hairs, it's a poso. So, okay, so anyway, so shtaim, shtei saros is significant. And so in order to arrive at adulthood, you really need two factors. One factor is the years, and the second factor is going to be also shtei saros. Obviously, indelicate and awkward to say the least, in order for a bedika to be performed, in order to see whether this boy or girl has arrived at that point. And on top of that, there's also tznius issues as well. So admittedly, it's indelicate, but as far as the halacha is concerned, that was what arrives, gets us to the point of adulthood. Later this morning, we're going to be dealing with the basic question that comes up time and again whenever you get to bar mitzvah, and that is, at what point in time do we assume that there is shtei saras? Meaning, without having the need to do bedika, is there a chazakah, is there any kind of presumption that the boy at 13 achieved adulthood so that he could lane, he could get an aliyah, he could daven for the amud, etc., etc. So that is coming up later on this morning. But in the meantime, however, the Gemara has the following question. So the Gemara's question is, the way it phrases it, it's really unclear. I mean, I'm gonna explain it hopefully well. But the Gemara's question is, toch zman, look, if we're within the time, is that kilifnei zman or kilacher zman? Is that to be treated like before the time or after the time? Okay? So a literal translation of the Gemara doesn't really help much. So let's go a little bit past the literal translation. And what the Gemara means to ask is the following. As we already indicated, adulthood is shanim simanim. It's years, and it's also physical maturation. Let's say the physical maturation would already start developing prior. So in other words, he physically develops before he got to 13. And he's exhibiting shtei saros before he's 13 years of age. So what do we say in terms of the halacha? Is that kilifnei zman? Do we treat that now as he's still underage? Mm-hmm. Or is it kalacher zman? The physical development that has come at what seems to be now at a premature time is indicative of the fact that now he's really an adult. So lamai hilchasa. So the Gemara says, now wait one second. Let's see if we can understand the question a little bit better. Ilan nadarim lav kilif neiz mandamia v'lav kalachers mandamia. Now for nadarim, that 1 year extension, it has nothing to do with physical maturation. We already learned that in our Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Meaning there's a 1 year extension that's given to a boy and a girl before their bar and bas mitzvah, which is all dependent on your cognitive ability. And there's no other factor. So over here, in terms of physical maturation, it doesn't affect Nadarim at all. So Ela La'onshin. So the Gemara says, oh, so we're talking about Onshin. So that means to say that we know, we've been discussing this now for the last number of days, a boy and a girl do not become a bar and bas Onshin until they arrive at 13 and 12 respectively. And so, if let's say we have the boy who had 12 and a half years of age already shows simanim, signs of being physically mature. The question now becomes, is he subject to onshin even though he has not yet been bar mitzvah? Now it's interesting also because the Gemara could have discussed mitzvos as well, meaning the chiva mitzvos. The Gemara over here focusing on onshin. I don't know if the Gemara means say onshin as opposed to mitzvos, but I guess onshin is just, you know, I mean, they're both serious. The chiva mitzvos and the subject to punishment are both serious. But in the context of our discussion, maybe onshin are more serious. And that's why the Gemara is focusing on onshin. But anyway.
Well, maybe because he can do a mitzvah, but if he doesn't, it's an onus.
Okay, fine. All right, anyway, yeah, I'm with you.
If you fulfill the mitzvah, then you have to force him.
I understand.
Okay.
But if he doesn't do it, it's an onus. So that's why he's talking
about it. Okay, anyway, the Gemara brings down now a machlokus between the Amoraim. On one hand, Rav Chanina and Darmitz have a tochzman kelfnei zman. So according to the Amoraim and Rav and Rav Chanina, so even though he had early physical development, it does not make him an adult. And therefore, Tochzman is considered Kalif Nezman. He's still considered underage. He's not going to be subject to Onshin. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Adam Ritavayo, Tochzman Kalachrzman. And so Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi are going to take the other position that no, that developmental early developmental growth is in fact considered adulthood. And so at 12 and a half years of age, and it will go back even earlier, we're actually going to discuss how early it may in fact go back. So the 12 and a half years of age, if he shows simanim, so then he's considered an adult, subject to onshim. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak v'siman chavazos l'fnim b'Yisrael. Now you want a mnemonic to help you remember who said which position? So just remember the pasuk of v'zos l'fnim b'Yisrael, a pasuk at the end of Sefer Rus. How do you get from the siman to the actual memory aid? That's a good question. Rashi offers a couple of pshatim. I'll go over both pshatim and Rashi, and then I'm going to offer for you a fantastic pshat. I mean, Rashi's fantastic, but really an amazing pshat. Rashi says, v'zos l'fnim. Look at Rashi, v'zos l'shen nekeva. So the word v'zos, of course, is in the feminine. I'm sure we all knew that. Right. And klomer, Rav Chanina, d'shmei l'shen nekeva, amar l'fnim, klomer l'fnezman, v'lo titeh l'achlif divrehim. So one pshat in Rashi is that zos is feminine. Rabbi Chanina has got a feminine name. Now, I'm not saying it in any kind of pejorative sense. I'm talking just literally, you know, in Lashon HaKodesh and in most languages of the world, there's masculine and feminine. English, we know nothing of this. It's foreign to us. But anyway, but there is, so the Rabbi Chanina ends with a kamate. It ending with a hey. I'm going to discuss more of that in just a moment, because in our Gemara, it ended with an aleph. So that is, of course, Lashon HaKeva. So you take the word zos, you connect it with Rabbi Chanina, and then the fact that lifnim means lifnezman. Okay, so fine. So that's one memory aid. Rashi offers another pshat. Shmo shel Rav da'amar kelifnezman muvla b'tevas b'Yisrael. So you're going to look in the word b'Yisrael, and you're going to see a resh and a base, and you're going to find and you're going to locate Rav's name in there, and zos lifnim b'Yisrael. Right? Okay, a little bit of a stretch, but again, these are memory aids. Now I'll get to one that's amazing. It's right here on the daf. If you look at the Hagos Abach, so he quotes the following in terms of how this works as a memory aid. You take the gematria of the words, that's the Bach, on the Gemara. You take the gematria of the words Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Okay, I did it, by the way. I was so intrigued. You take the words of Rav and Rabbi Chanina, comes out to 543. You take the word B'Yisrael, and that also comes out to 543, and you have a gematria match. And that also serves as a memory aid in terms of connecting Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Now, here's where I get to the hey part. The gematria only works if you spell Rabbi Chanina with a hey. Doesn't work if you spell with an aleph. So there actually are now two indicators in our Gemara that Rabbi Chanina should be spelled with a hey. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to really make a mental note of this, but to my memory, which isn't great, so Rabbi Chanina throughout Shas is always spelled with an aleph. But at least now you have two indicators in this daf. It should be with a hey. Okay, with all that stated, let's go back to our Gemara. So we have now a basic machlokas amarayim where a boy, and the same thing is true with a girl, but I'll just stay on boy. So a boy who is under 13 years of age, but has showed physical developmental signs, shtei sa'aros, is he considered an adult? So it's a machlokas amongst the amarayim. And what the Gemara is now going to do is it's going to challenge. We turn to our Mishnah. Now, Rashi already points out, it's a little bit strange. We're trying to prove a position of either Rav or Rabbi Chanina versus Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. But as the Gemara itself already acknowledged, we're not talking about Nedarim. We can't be. Because Nedarim has nothing to do with physical development. So it is a little bit strange that our Gemara now is using our Mishnah as a proof one way or another. Our Mishnah is talking about the Hafla'a extended year, and that has nothing to do with physical maturation. That's all about cognitive development. Okay, and Rashi notes it, and it really is more, Rashi points out, it's really more the extra language of the Mishnah. It's the verbiage of the Mishnah that the Gemara is using, and not so much the idea of the Mishnah. Anyway, Hatochizman Kilifnezman. Now, when you read the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah sound like? With this extra language. that only after adulthood, after 13 for a boy, then and only then the nedarim are registered, even if he admits, I don't really understand this whole neder thing. So Amar Le Rava Emeresha. So Rava says, okay, you want extra language of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah seemingly has plenty of that. And we'll just go back to the first part of the Mishnah. What about for the boy before 12? What about for the girl before 11? So the Mishnah taught us that even if they say we understand, we ignore them. And so what does that mean? That at 12 years of age for a boy and 11 years of age for a girl, with understanding, we're going to say that they are given an extension. And so again, not so much the idea of the Mishnah, but more the wording of the Mishnah certainly sounds like there is such an idea of tochazman. So Veloi, the Gemara says, Rava Kataihu. Rava Katai. So the Gemara says, Rava, in terms of his analysis of our Mishnah, he made the following mistake. Who Sava Rava Mi Mishnah Yaserika Dadayek, Vadadayek Misefale Duk Miresha. He thought that Rav Amnuna was making a deal from the language of the Mishnah like we just went through. Velohi, but the Gemara says, but that's not so. Rav Amnuna Migufa Demasis and Kadayek Hala Achrizman Hechidami. What Rav Amnuna was doing was making a deal from the actual Mishnah itself. Because the Mishnah says, La Achrizman. What does that mean? Idol I see Shte Saras Katanhu. Meaning, if you're 13 and you don't have physical signs, you're not yet an adult. I love the Icy Shte Saros. And so it must be the Mishnah talking about where the boy's 13 and he has Shte Saros. The time of the Lachrizman, who degamer Leila Milsa. And so now, the definition of adulthood is both. It's both Shanim and Simanim. Hatochzman Kilifnezman. Which means that if I have one of the two, if I have Simanim but I don't have Shanim, so that's not an adult. That would be the way he's understanding the Mishnah. Va'od Mesa Rebbe Zera. And on top of that, consider the following. We have a Braisa. We start with the Pasuk Ish Kiafli Lindor Neder. Matam Lama Ish Larabas Ben Yud Gimel Shanav Yom Echashaf Apishena Yodea Lahafli Nederav Kayamim. Ish in the Pasuk over there in Parshas Matos is teaching us that once you become a man, an Ish, your Neder is a Neder, even if you don't fully understand. Like we said back in the Mishnah. Now, Hechidami. Now, again, contextually, when we say he's a man, what do we mean? Idolo Isi Shte Saros Katanu. Without the Samanim, he's not a man. And now Alav the Isi Shte Saros. So there were Shte Saros. V'time de Ben Yugimov Yamecher, who the Havale Ish Hatochzman Kilifnezman. But that means to say that before 13 years of age, even with the Samanim, he's simply not an Ish. He's not a man. So Tiyufta. So the Gemara says that it sounds much more reasonable, both our Mishnah and the Brisa that we just learned, that the definition of adulthood is both Shanim and Simanim, and not like the position of Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says it really strong, that Tiyufta, meaning we seem to have refuted the position of Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and as the Gemara later on will say, that we do in fact go like Rav and Rav Chanina. I'm Rav Nachman Ketanai. Rav Nachman says, I think it follows a Machlokas Tanayim. It's interesting. Immediately after the Gemara said Tiyufta, and we refuted the position of Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi, at least now the Gemara is going to point out that there are Tanayim that seem to support that viewpoint. How do I know that? For the following. Ben Teisha Shanim Shehevi Beis Saaros Shuma. So, up until 9 years of age, even if there's any hair in that area, it's considered Shuma. Shuma is a term that we're going to use a lot from this point going forward in the Gemara. Shuma is basically some sort of mole that has hair growing out of it. But in other words, as far as hair is concerned, it doesn't qualify as an actual developmental sign. It's just simply some sort of growth. Now, from 9 to 12, so it is still considered a shuma. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Siman. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not a shuma. That's an actual siman. That's a sign. From 9 to 12. Now, hold on, because we're going to explain that better in just a moment. Now, from 13 and onward, everyone for sure is in agreement that there's a siman. Now, if you're following the Braisa well, so from 9 to 12, there's a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, which I'm going to explain better in just a moment. But just in terms of the ages, the Braisa was really strange, meaning follow the path of the Braisa. Up till 9, so that doesn't qualify as a sa'ar, it's just a shuma. Okay, that's the first part of the Braisa. Second part of the Braisa, from 9 till 12. next part of the Braisa, and 13 and above, and then the Braisa goes on. And what just happened in the Braisa? The Braisa skipped a year. The Braisa didn't explain what happens from 12 to 13. And the Gemara now is going to sit on that very point. Hagufa Kashya. Amarmi ben tesvad yabei shana v'yamechad shuma. Hagu gimel shana gufa siman. So first the Braisa said, you know, from 9 to 12, it's not significant. That is not considered a developmental sign. Which means that from 12 to 13, it is significant. That's meaning that's the implication. But now go on to the next line of the Braisa. V'handutini ben yugimel shana v'yamechad siman. The Braisa then goes on to say that from 13 and onward, that's a siman. What's the implication? Hayyugimel shana gufa shuma. From 12 to 13, it's not significant, even though you see a hair, but it's not a hair, it's just a growth. So now, if I'm reading the Braisa and I'm getting crossed implications of the Braisa, what could that represent? That may be the machlokas. Meaning, encoded in the Braisa with the crossed implications is the machlokas of what exactly is a hair from 12 to 13. That the one position, the implied first position is that's adulthood, and the implied second position is that's not adulthood. So lav tanaihi, marsa v'tochzman kalachrizman, marsa v'tochzman kalifneizman. And isn't that what the Braisa is teaching us? Gemara says, not necessarily. No, you don't have to say that. Here's what you could say. Lo, dekulayam v'tochzman kalifneizman. That really what the Braisa is teaching us is, or I should say better, what the Braisa is assuming is that, like Rav, like Rabbi Chanina, that simon without shanim is nothing. Mm-hmm. And even though there is physical development, but that's nothing without the years. That's the Braisa's starting point. Then what about the discrepancy in the Braisa? And we're talking about a girl, and why in one implied statement of the Braisa, significant age is 12, and the other one, the implied, is the significant age is 13. Go back to what we started this morning. Remember the beginning of this morning, we talked about the machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. When does a girl reach adulthood? One says 12, the other says 13. And it could be that the crossed implications of the Braisa are just reflective of one subscribing to Rebbe Shita of 12 and the other subscribing to Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar of 13. That's one way to say the Braisa. There are other ways to say it as well. The Braisa and the mixed implications is going talking about a boy. And Reisha Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar for Sefer Rebbe, and the one that says that a boy's adult is at 12, that's like Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, like we saw earlier this morning. The one saying that's 13, that's going like Rebbe. Ibai Seima, the Gemara says if I'll give you even another way to look at it. Havaha Rebbe Habitinok Habitinokus could very well be that the two implications of the brace are one's talking about a boy, 13, and the other one's talking about a girl, 12. Okay, so with all that stated, there are many different ways to learn the Braisa, but one of them does not have to be that there's an argument about how do we view a siman prior to shanim. Everyone could be in agreement with Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer siman. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says that a hair that exists before, there are two hairs, I should say, that exist before adulthood, that in fact is a siman. Amar Rav Kruspadai, Bereid Rav Shabtai, Vahusha Odan Bo. In other words, before 12 for a girl and before 13 for a boy, that is not adulthood. So when we say that the Shtei Sa'aris that exist before 12 and 13 for a girl and boy respectively, what we mean by that is that we'll call it a actual Se'ar, but in terms of adulthood, it doesn't kick in until you have Shanim as well. So then what would be the significance? So it's actually pretty straightforward. Here's what you could have argued. You could have argued that any growth that occurs before 12 or 13 for a girl and boy, respectively, doesn't qualify as a Seir at all. And what you could have argued is, that's just Shuma, right? Some sort of mole, some sort of growth. And so therefore, if after 12 or 13, that's the only hair that's being demonstrated, what you could have argued is, oh, that doesn't qualify, because that grew before 12 and 13. So what Rav Kruspadai is explaining is that the hair before 12 and 13 are significant, meaning right, so that when they do hit their shanim, we're going to call that a seir, but not that we're calling them an adult prior to that. Meaning they do, but they both subscribe to Rav and Rabbi Chanina. They're just teaching us that a hair, even grown beforehand, still qualifies as a hair. The Gemara says we have a brisa says the same thing. So again, anything before 9, that's for sure nothing. It's just a mole. It's growth. From 9 to 12, it's shuma. And Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Amar Siman. And Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says that's in fact a siman. And let's assume that he means by siman that not that they're an adult, but this hair could qualify once they get to adulthood by years as a hair. Amar Rava. Okay, and so now the Gemara is going to wrap up this discussion and get us to the halacha. Amar Rava Hilchasa Tokzman Kelefnei Zman. So Rava says it very, very, very clearly, very succinctly. We paskan like Rav and Rabbi Chanina that you need both, that you need both simanim and you need shanim. Rishmul Bar Zutra Maskin Le Lishmaita De Rabbi Bahai Lishna. Halashmaita de Rava Lahai Lishna. We're going to say over Rava, the Rava that we just learned together, that the halacha falls like Rav and Rav Chanina, but the second version we're going to say in a slightly different lashon, and the Gemara spells it out. Amar Rava, Kitana, Kol Yud Beishana, Mima'enes Va'olaches. A minor during her 11th year, meaning from 11 to 12, so she can do Mion any time during that year. And let's explain this a little bit better. In terms of an underage girl getting married, the father has a right, min haTorah, to marry her off, and that is a Torah-given right. And so that means that the father accepts Kedushin on her behalf, and she is married, min haTorah. So even though she's underage and she does not have Das, but the father is given the ability to marry her off. If the father is not there, Rachmanus, the father died, she's the Yasoma. So what the Chachamim felt is that the father married her off in order to provide her protection, support. Now that the father's no longer there, and the father can't marry her off, so she is not going to be defended for and supported until she's 12 years of age, until she's an adult. So the Chachamim gave the following institution. A marriage that can be done either by her mother or by her brother, her older brother, and basically the Chachamim enabled them to marry her off. But this is Chachamim-based. And so we have over here a Kiddushin Midrabanan. Now here it gets interesting. Now, because this Kiddushin is Midrabanan, the Chachamim also gave her the following ability. That before she becomes the Gedola, and she has relations with her husband, so because the marriage is a rabbinic institution, she can do what's called Miyun. We discussed this at length back in Yevamos. That Miyun is her ability to just simply say, I'm not interested. A refusal of the man. This Miyun can only be done while she's on the threshold of being a Gedola, meaning anytime between her year 11 and year 12. Mion basically is what we would call in English like an annulment, meaning it basically knocks out the entire marriage. Okay. When does she do Mion? Anytime between 11 and 12. Now, mikan ve'elach enem emanis. So after 12 years of age, she can't do Mion, and for a very good reason, because now she's an adult, and by her now having relations with her husband after she became an adult, so now that turns the marriage from a Kiddushin Durabanan to now Nisuin D'Araisa. And so therefore she can't do Mian anymore. The only way the marriage can be terminated is only through a divorce. But then, here it's where it gets a little bit tricky. Eina Cholexis. But after 12 years of age, she can't be involved in the Chalitza process. We're not talking about the same girl. We're talking about a different girl. But after 12 years of age, she can't do Chalitza. Now, that's confusing. If after 12 years of age she can't do Mian, it's because she's an adult. She's presumed to become an adult. Well, if she's presumed to become an adult, so then she should be eligible to do chalitza. Like we say all the time, chalitza can only be done by an adult male and an adult female. And so at 12 years of age and onward, don't we assume that she's an adult female? And meanwhile, Rava says she can't do chalitza. That's confusing, and the Gemara picks up on that right away. Hagufa kasha. Okay, so you got to choose. If she's not able to do Mian after 12, it's because she's an adult. But if she's an adult, she should be able to perform Chalitza. Again, not the same girl, but you understand. So the Gemara says, okay, so I think I could say Pshat. The Pshat is, we don't know. After 12 years of age, she could become an adult. It's possible. Remember, for adulthood, you need Shanim and Simanim. You could have both. And that's why she can't do Mian anymore. And the reason why she can't do chalitza, because again, it's a suffix. We're not sure. So maybe the answer to our question is suffix. The Gemara says, yeah, but we don't, The Gemara says, I don't accept that answer. Umi misafkele. Vama Rava Katana Shigia Lachlal Shinoseha, Aina Tricha Bedika, Chazaka Yvia Samanim. We have a statement of Rava. And we're going to call this Chazaka de Rava. Right? Throughout Halacha. This always is referred to as Chazaka de Rava. Rava says that we always make the following presumption. And that is that after 12 years of age for a girl, there's no Bedika that's necessary because Chazaka Yvia Samanim. We have a presumption that she brought a Samanim. Now, by the way, as Chazaka's work, it's really interesting. Because Chazaka generally says that we take what we know and we perpetuate that status quo. So over here, what do you mean that we have a Chazaka, she's an adult? Up until now, she didn't have. And now we're saying that we presume that she's having. So it is, just this is for further analysis, not for now, but this is an unusual usage of the word Chazaka.
It's the beginning of the
Chazaka. Right, you want to right. You're arguing it's more like a rove.
Right.
Even though the Gemara uses the word Chazaka. Right. Okay, I'm ready to hear that. In the meantime, however, okay, that's next level. But right now we're just staying with the Gemara. So Chazaka v'yisam simanim hani milibistama. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. We have a Chazaka derava, and so that means that there should be no suffik, and we're kind of stuck again. So the Gemara says, Avahacha debatku velo ishkechulo. But here Bedika was done, and no simanim were found, and so therefore no. So the Gemara says, really? You did a Bedika? And how the Bedika is performed? So again, that's what I point out at the beginning of Shir today. It's uncomfortable, it's indelicate. And obviously, you know, you get women to do the Bedika, but still. So Bedika was done, and there was no simanim. So the Gemara says, okay, there's no simanim. So in order to become an adult, you need shanim and simanim. And if there's a demonstration of no simanim, if it's been exhibited, if people have testified to it, so then she's not an adult. So then she should be able to do miyun. So the Gemara says, okay, we have one more variable to throw into this entire discussion. And that is, maybe there were simanim, and maybe it fell out. And this is a cheshash, that maybe the hair fell out. So the Gemara says, Hanich laman damar choshin, laman damar choshin maik lamema. Now the Gemara says, now this is not something where it's unanimous consent in terms of whether this is a legitimate cheshash. And in fact, it's a machlokas. So we have a debate whether or not this is actually a legitimate concern or not. So hani mile le'inyin chalitza. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. It is a chashash, but that's only vis-a-vis chalitza. Avali inyan miyun choshishin. But as far as miyun is concerned, it's a real chashash. So the Gemara says, really? Mechlal demanda amr choshishin chaletzes. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. If this is a real concern, that a bedika was done after she's 12, the hair is not evident. At the same time, maybe it grew and maybe it fell out. So the Gemara says, if all this is true, so v'hachoshishin ba'amakamar. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. So this is a cheshash, meaning we don't know this for sure. It's just a possibility. So here, what is even if it's evident that she doesn't have hair, what does that tell us? Nothing. Tells us nothing, because she may have had and it may have gone away. It may have fallen out. So now we are at the point where we really don't know anything. So regarding Mian, she should be able to do Mian. So the answer is no. She might have been an adult. In terms of Chalitza, can she do Chalitza?
Yes.
We don't know. Maybe really means no. Meaning we simply don't know. So Ela La'olam de la Badka. So the Gemara says, okay. So we're going to now go with a new approach. Okay, the approach where we did a Bedika, we didn't have a way to understand Rava. So now we're going to go with a new approach where we didn't do a Bedika. Okay, so we didn't do a Bedika, so now what are we riding on right now if we didn't do a Bedika? We're riding on the Chazaka. Ule'in yechalitza chayshinan, v'chi kama Rava Chazaka lemiyan, aval chalitza by Bedika. So the Gemara says like this. If it's something like miyan, for example, for that, Rava's Chazaka is going to kick in. And it makes perfect sense. Meaning, let's just spell it out. At 11 years of age, anywhere between 11 and 12, she's a minor. Because to become an adult, you need shanim and simanim. Now, what happens at 12 years of age? Chazaka derava. We have an assumption that the hair grew in, and so therefore she can't do mian anymore. Okay, that is that's how it would work regarding mian. Now let's go to chalitza. Well, if we have a chazaka, then she should be able to do chalitza. So to which the Gemara says no, v'chalitza chayshinan. We have to be concerned. Now, why should there be a difference? Meaning, why is the chazaka of the Rava going to kick in for Mian, but why is the chazaka of the Rava not going to kick in for Chalitza? So, turn to Rashi. And Rashi, okay, fine. So, right. So, very good. So, we turn to Rashi. Aval meikara demichi avda Rashi towards the bottom of the page. No. I'm sorry. Rashi ela la'olam. Rashi is right alongside where we are in the Gemara, just a little bit above that. No, more than a little bit. Divra Amascha ala la'olam eina me'me'enes d'rava b'dala b'adkunu ahilkach mistama amrina kevin she'igia l'chlal sh'nazdeh v'adai isla ve'ina tzricha b'dika uva'iget. Okay, good. What we said, that when it comes to Mian, we assume that she now has become an adult, and therefore she can't do Mian. However, ule'in chaylitza chayshinen garsin and klamar, ule'in chaylitza mishum hachi eina choletzes de chayshinen shema lohi v'yasamanim. Oh, so but when it comes to chalitza, even though we have the chazaka, but at least it's possible that she didn't have any growth and she didn't have the simanim. With the kashla chama reva chazaka if you simanim lo kasha, he am a reva chazaka lemion de lo memenes mistama, aval chalitza by bedika. So Rashi's language, admittedly, is not super clear, but it sounds like what Phil's saying. In other words, Rashi doesn't.
He goes lachumra in both cases.
It's, oh yeah, right. In other words, right. That when it comes to the Mion, the Chazak is telling us that I now have to worry that she's an adult.
Right.
Oh, therefore she can't do Mion anymore. For the Chalitza, even though I have a Chazak of Rava, but the Chazak is just telling us, we assume, but not so quickly. Because as much as she can be an adult, there is at least a possibility that she's not an adult, and therefore she can't do Chalitza. So the Chazak of Rava is going to help regarding establishing that she may be an adult, and we should be concerned, we should be machmir for that, but to allow a kula to result of that, so to that far we won't go.
Well, is this because, you know, me and reports to the Rabbanim?
Yeah, so, right, you notice carefully, I carefully avoided using the words the Rabbanim Daraisa.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that Rashi is working in that kind of, Rashi doesn't use the words the Rabbanim Daraisa.
Yeah.
It seems like that.
Right.
Okay. Very good. All right. So the Amar of Dimi Minardah. Okay. And on this issue of maybe Simanim grew in and maybe they fell out, as far as the possibility is concerned, so we learned already to Machlokas whether or not there is such a Chashash. The Gemara says the halach is that we are Choshesh. V'hani me'ilah hecha dekash pesoch zman u'bal achar zman. Now that's talking about a scenario where she was meskadeshes underage. She had relations with her husband after she turned 12. Now at this point in time, we have a real sfeika daraisa. But originally, it's not. In other words, if there was no bia that was done, so then we're not going to be concerned. Am Rav Huna. Okay. We're going to go further. I'm going to go a little bit over time today just to catch up a little bit. We have, where do we stand now? In terms of adulthood, a interesting Gemara, a lengthy Gemara regarding what establishes adulthood. To say it succinctly, it's Shanim and Simanim. What became a big topic of discussion in the last, 20 lines of Gemara is, do we make any kind of assumptions regarding whether the Simanim came in? Is a Bedika need to be performed? Bedika not need to be performed? We talked about it regarding a girl, Mion versus Chalitza, making a distinction between the two, understanding the distinction. Okay, a lot to consider. Really, really a lot to consider. We're going to go back now to our Mishnah, and we're going to now talk more about that extended year. For a girl from 11 to 12, she can make a neder, assuming she understands. And when I say assuming, we'll test her. And for a boy from 12 to 13, if he makes a neder, the neder now is going to be valid, assuming that he understands. And again, we're going to test him as well. This extended year now means that the neder is going to be valid. Now, when we say neder, we include a lot of things within a neder, meaning aside from any personal vows that they make, also hekdesh is included as well. If they're makdish something at this age, at this extra year, so the hekdesh is going to be valid. Now, let's imagine for a moment that they're makdish something, and then they go ahead and they get personal benefit from it. Did they violate me'ilah? Answer, the answer should be yes. How about this? Are they going to get Malkus? How about this? Are they going to bring a carbon me'ilah for violating the Isra of me'ilah? Meaning, to what degree are we going to now look at the neder being a valid neder, and how far are the ramifications going to go if, in fact, their neder is valid? Now, you're going to tell me, oh, is they're going to get punishment? Well, wait one second. It's an oddity. They're not yet of age.
Right.
They're not a bas onshin. They're not ben onshin. You're going to punish them? Oh, but wait one second. But they're old enough to make the neder,
right,
and they're not going to have the ramifications for it. So you understand this is a ripe topic, and the Gemara picks at this. Am Rav Huna, hikdish va'achal loke. So Rav Huna says it really succinctly. I like how terse he is. So let's say they're makdish, and then they eat that which they're makdish, and they're going to get malchus, meaning that at this extra extended year, they have not only the ability to create hekdesh, but also they're going to be subject to the ramifications of it as well. Shenemar, ish kiyaflu lindor, velo yachel devaro. So in the parsha of in Matos, in the parsha of Nedarim, so the Torah says that if a person makes a neder and he's not allowed to profane, so we have the imperative of making a neder, and we also have the lav as well. Now, admittedly, by the way, admittedly, you read my mind. So, admittedly, this particular parsha, Parshas Matos, is not dealing with the extra year. That extra year, that's thrown it back in Parshas Noso, right? Ish ki yafli lindor neder. You look at the top of the amud, fine. But anyway, okay. But still, what's the idea? Kol sheyesh no ba'afla, yesh no ba'val yachel, v'chol sheyesh no ba'afla, yesh no ba'val yachel. And now what we have is we have connecting esse lo sase, right? The best example I can give you, the most classic example I can give you two, but the Shabbos, right? Shmir Shabbos, right? And one of the dibros it says Zachor's Yom HaShabbos, and another one of the dibros it says Shamur. Whoever's included in Zachor is included in Shamur. And the Gemara in Brachos says women who are included in Shamur, because that's the lav, they're included in Zachar as well, and they're included in the essays of Shabbos, notably Kiddush. They have a mitzvah in the Torah to make Kiddush. So that's probably the most famous yeshnos, where you have the connecting lav and asay. So here we have one as well. If you're included in the essay of making an eder, you're also included in the lav of, and if you violate it, you're going to get malchus. And so therefore, our underage boy and girl who made the neder and then violated it are going to be subject to malchus. Meitzav Rav Huna Bar Rav Yehuda Lisiyua L'Rav Huna. And we're going to quote a braisa now that's going to be supportive of this idea. We are on the top of Memvav Amud Beis. L'fisha Matzina Shehishva Akasav Akatan Gagadol L'Zadon Shvua Ila Iser Ulabal Yachel. Look, we have just now taken a katan and made him a gadol in terms of making the shvua, in terms of making the isar, in terms of bal yachel. So all these things go hand in hand, says the braisa. So I might have thought that, okay, so let's say they're makdish a carbon and they're moa behektesh. So they should bring a carbon mila, right? Sounds reasonable. So tamalam or zadavar. The braisa says zadavar, which tells me that no, only on this issues are they to be connected, but not other issues. Meaning the carbon mila is generally a ramification of being nene from hektesh, of being moa behektesh. But because it's not mentioned in this parsha, so our mufla samach li'ish only is connected for the making of a neder and the violation of a neder, but not for the carbon me'ilah. So ketanimi aliyisur l'bal yachal chayev. So the Gemara says, okay, look, the only thing we took out is the carbon me'ilah, but what was left in? The making of a neder and the lav as well. So it seems to be that this is a strong proof for the statement of Rav Huna. And the Gemara says, okay, I know it's a good proof, but we could deflect. Ema li'isur bal yachel, isur bal yachel manafshach. Imuf l'samach li'ish da'raisa milka nami loke. V'imuf l'samach li'ish lav da'raisa, so isur nami leka. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. What are we suggesting? We're suggesting that the isur bal yachel is only going to be for those people who can make a neder.
Right.
Well, what do you mean? If the mufla samach leish can make a neder and that neder is recognized min haTorah, so then he should be subject to malchus. Meaning, how are you deflecting the proof? So the Gemara says la'osam amuzar malav. So the Gemara says, oh no, you misunderstood. What we mean is that The Braisa, when talking about the Isser, the Braisa wasn't talking about the Isser for the Katan, meaning for the Katan himself, there is no Isser. This is what the Gemara is proposing, just to deflect. Maybe that for the Katan himself there is no particular Isser because he's a Katan. But maybe what the Braisa means when the Braisa talks about the Isser of Al-Yachel is for any adult that shouldn't feed the Katan the item that was prohibited to the Katan via his neder. So Shema Mina, Katan Ochel Nevel is based in Mitzuvin Alav Lahafrisho. So the Gemara says, if you're right, if you're saying correct Pshat on the Braisa, here's really what you're saying. You're saying that a Katan makes a neder. He's now prohibited the following food from him. And you're telling me that when the Braisa says, and Bal Yachel is not going on the Katan, but it's going on the adult, it means that the adult can't feed this food to that Katan because of the neder that he made. If that's true, so now we have resolved an issue that is not resolvable. And that is the issue of if Basin sees, and when, by Basin over here, we just simply mean, you know, a responsible party. If Basin sees a Katan violating an Isser, is Basin obligated to separate him from the Isser? It's a machlokas. And it's one of those issues throughout Shas that remains a machlokas. And we know that there is no clear-cut answer to this question. And so if what you're saying is the ripe shot in the Braisa, we have just given a conclusion to this issue, which we just simply know is not resolved. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'll say another pshat in the Braisa. Again, all this is just by way of deflecting the Braisa, so it doesn't support Rav Huna. It's not that we don't want to support Rav Huna, it's just that if there's another way to say the Braisa, so the Gemara says, you know, we're going to do that. So here's what we could say. Pshat in the Braisa. The child makes a neder, right? The boy that's over 12 years of age, who demonstrates understanding, he makes a neder, and he has made this item now usser. Now, when the Braisa then says, and the Isser Bal Yachel, it's talking about the adult. Not the adult feeding it to the child, but rather the adult himself eating it. Meaning if the child made something hektish, that's usser to everybody, and now the Isser is on the adult not to eat it. The Gemara says, okay. And the Gemara says, okay, but you should know that this point, this very point, is subject to a debate. So the Gemara says, so what we have over here is a debate on this issue. And there is a school of thought, a legitimate school of thought, that when a child makes a neder, and specifically he's mocked to something, an adult eats it, he's not going to get malchus. And now, if we work with that school of thought, so then we're not saying good pshat on the Braisa. Because the Braisa says it's an Isser, the Braisa quoted a pasuk. So the Gemara says, okay, midirabanan, v'kras makta ba'alma. You know what? I could still work with the school of thought, that there really isn't an Isser daraisa. It's really an Isser darabanan. I the Braisa, I the pasuk, as makta ba'alma. Okay, gufa. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's discuss this a little bit more. You had a child make a neder. Specifically, he was makdish an item. And now an adult comes and eats the item. He shouldn't do it. We're all in agreement. He shouldn't eat it. The item has a hektish status. But is he going to get malchus for eating it? It's a machlokus. Now, the Gemara says, can we try to understand the machlokus a little bit better? So the Gemara gives a very simple way, simple but good way, to explain the machlokas. This idea of the extended year for the boy between 12 and 13, that he can make a neder when he demonstrates understanding, is that a din d'araisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? That's the machlokas over here. If it's a din d'araisa, so what is he creating with his dibor? A bona fide isa d'araisa. But if it's only a din derabanan, so then what he's creating is in fact he's giving it status, but only a derabanan status. And you're not going to get malchus for something that has a rabbinic status. Mesa Rav Yirmiyah is somish nadra bala mefer la. So the Gemara says, okay, Rav Yirmiyah says, but what about the following brisa? A yesoma, she does not have a father. She was married off by either her brother or her mother. The marriage is a marriage midrabanan. Her husband can annul her vow. Now, her husband can annul her vow. That's true. We know that's true.
Even if her husband was alive, he could do it, right?
No, her husband is alive.
No, but if the father was alive.
Okay, but I understand, but the Bryce's point over here, but in terms of the death of the father, is that she was married off on a rabbinic level. That's the point the Bryce was making. And so her marriage with her husband is not an ensuing daraisa. And the Bryce says, and the husband can now annul it. Now the Gemara says, now let's think this through. Their marriage is operating on what level? On a rabbinic level. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, Mar Bishlama Mufla Samachlish to Rabbanan, Asun Nisun to Rabbanan, Mavatli Nidra to Rabbanan." Oh, so then the Brisa makes perfect sense. Her Nidarim at this young age operates on a Durabban level. Their marriage is mid Durabban, so that means his ability to annul it is only working on a rabbinic level. But good, we're on the correct playing field. Ela'i Amar Daraisa. But if, let's say, her ability to make a neder is a dinda araisa. So now the obvious question. How can the marriage, which is only a rabbinic institution, because remember, this case, she was married off by either her mother or her brother. So the marriage is operating on a rabbinic level, and yet with that rabbinic marriage, he's able to annul a neder that's daraisa? Can't be. So I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, Ba'ala Meferla Mimanavshach. Ida Rabbanan, Da Rabbanan Hu, Ida Raisa Katan Ochel Nevelos Hu, Vein Beisim Mitzuvin Alav Lahafrisho. So the Gemara says, well, look, what's the big deal? Meaning, let's say that, we could say it either way. Either we could say that the Neder is Da Rabbanan, and if we say that, so then, that's fine. Meaning, so then he's annulling them on a rabbinic level, because the marriage is Mid Da Rabbanan. And even if it's Daraisa, what's the big deal? Even if it's Daraisa, so her neder is enforcement of Torah. And he really can't annul it. Okay, so what? So she's still a katan, or in this case a katana. And she's not a basonchin.
Right.
And let her eat it. And based on his inim mitzvah l'hafri show, even though it's such a funny pshat, even though the Gemara, like all of 20 lines ago, said it's a machlokas. And not everyone's in agreement to that. So v'haki gadla achla. So the Gemara says, and I'll ask even a stronger question. Meaning, if the neder she made is daraisa neder, so now she's going to become an adult soon enough, and then she's going to be violating the Isser min haTorah. So b'hafara kamaisa, the kigal la'achla, I'm sorry, b'hafara...
She's going to rely on
the Torah. Achla b'hafara kamaisa, I'm a rabba bar Levi, thank you. I'm a rabba bar Levi, bala mefer la... Kosha Vishah, Vihushabal. So the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. She made the neder when she was young. And then, later, when she becomes an adult, so then, and they have relations, which is going to upgrade their marriage to now a Nisuin Daraisa, so now he's going to annul. The obvious question which the Gemara now asks, you can't do that. A husband has the right to annul the nedarim that are made currently. Pre-existing conditions, so both for Hafaras Nedarim, and for health insurance, so it doesn't work.
But there's also a time zone that he has to do with.
Both points are valid points. So the Gemara says, "V'hushabal v'ha ein bal mefer bekodvin." Well, a husband can't annul pre-existing nedarim that she made prior to marriage. Kedura pinchas mishmei derav v'damer pinchas mishmei derav v'kolan nojus al das balahino deres. So the Gemara says, "Oh, you're right. This is not working through the mechanism of hafara because you're right. Hafara is extraordinarily limited." It can only be done on the day in which she made the neder. It can only be done for nedarim she made after she got married, not for nedarim that she made before she got married. You're right. This is not operating through hafara. What is this operating through? Tanai. In other words, she articulated when she made the neder, I'm making this neder, but only on condition that it receives approval from my husband. And so that means to say that any time that her husband says, I disapprove, so then, because she attached the condition to her neder, so then the neder falls apart. That's how we'll learn the Braisa, and the Braisa can be learned even if the Dharma are operating on a Daraisa level.
Well, they say she was married mid Rabbanan
though,
so that's enough to.
But if her, no,
well,
but the
Rabbanan married.
Just to reiterate the problem, if the marriage is operating on a Rabban level and her neder is on a Daraisa level, so he can't be made for it, and he can't be made for it later when the marriage does upgrade to Daraisa because it's Kodmin. Okay, all right. Could be. I don't know.
If you have many times.
Okay, could be. Let's just quickly recap. Okay, in today's daf, so a really extended discussion of adulthood. What is the age of adulthood? Simanim, right, simanim, shanim, the need for both, the assumptions that we make regarding adulthood, chazaka de rava, the limits of chazaka de rava. We saw a little bit of it today. The question of this extended year for making neder, is that operating on a derabban level? Is that operating on a deraisa level? Ramifications of the neder that's made by katan. A lot of really basic topics covered in the course of today's shiur.